Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 TheGame.com. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! I know when I hear tubas and trombones that I need you to introduce the music.
That is the Morgan State Band, and we talked about the Rose Bowl Parade. Yep. They are the HBCU. They are the band from a historically black college and university that will be marching in the parade today. From Baltimore, Maryland, the Bears of the Mighty Majestic Marching Band. I think that's what they're called.
The Mighty Majestic.
The Bears. They are in the Rose Bowl Parade today. So when you watch for them.
Okay.
And they're busy. They're busy. I mean, when they're out there for that parade, they're performing. This was from a performance they gave at like a marching festival for all the bands. They bring them together at like a junior college there, and they march around the track and do a on-field performance. They have them at different places around the city that they perform in, and then they march in the parade today.
Here's my thing, and I know we got Terrell. He's going to join us, and I'm sure he wonders about this too. When you think about that parade, that is probably the biggest national parade as far as being held in a regular size. What size city is Pasadena?
Pasadena, I call it L.A., but I mean,
but it's Pasadena. It's off
Pasadena. I mean,
so that would be the equivalent of maybe like Alpharetta versus Atlanta,
probably so,
something like that, or Rome.
So. My point, think of all the concentration and all the focus that's on that area.
Well,
right,
I'm wondering about the hotel rooms. All the people that are performing in that parade.
Oh yeah, they can't all stay there. They gotta have different places to bust them in, right?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody can hang out in New York for Macy's, but this one they got to be spread out. Don't you think about that, Terrell? He's not there.
Good morning. I can say I've thought about that as of yet.
A little early, man. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, fam. Great to be talking with you guys, ladies and gentlemen, this morning.
Yeah.
We're going to get him a new phone for next year, by the way.
It's 2026, man. We made it. We made it, right?
Yes, we did. Well.
Yeah, we made it. God is good. God is good.
He made it, and he has himself a new baby.
Yeah, now.
Ready.
All right, now.
I mean, he'll be at that ceremony with a walker when the kid graduates.
Oh, God. See, that's just wrong. That is just wrong, man. Why you have to do that? Why you
have to do that? I got to go see Junior graduate.
Why you have to do that this morning, man? What's wrong with you, Greg? You know?
I'm having fun with this. This is my boy. And plus, he missed my message yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Didn't he?
Yikes.
Didn't you?
Uh-oh.
AT&T, you know, sometimes. Maybe it was that New Year's Eve effect. Maybe it was something like that, I think.
Terrell, these guys, they got the win yesterday, meaning the Hawks against Minnesota. Ant-Man checked out fourth quarter. All right, we've already talked about that story, but these guys coming off a seven-game losing streak, getting that victory, and then heading out to Hartsfield for a three-game road trip, come back for one game. And by the way, that should be a win. You should be able to check that win right now because it's against the Pelicans. Then they head out west. Overall, for the beginning of January, where in your mind, and when you think about this team right now, given how it's presently constructed, Porzingis is back. Trey didn't play last night, but he's obviously going to have a presence in this road trip. All healthy. How do you feel about this team, from what you've seen, heading into the second half of this season?
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I think this will be a very telling week for the Hawks. It'll be a very telling kickoff to 2026. I was surprised, actually, to find out on Tuesday that Porzingis would actually be in the lineup yesterday. And he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good. Of course, he was on a minutes restriction, but his shot looked well. He looked like he had some oomph in his game. He was able to get to the rim fairly easy. I think this will, you know, we hear a lot of things swirling right now when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks, and I think it's very unfortunate because we haven't seen the team as the Hawks have wanted it to be constructed out on the court so far due to injuries and stuff like that. So healthy, I think the Hawks have a chance to make some noise, but the schedule is very, very, very daunting when you think about them going to Madison Square Garden to see the Knicks, then back-to-back that'll take place in Canada and Toronto, as we mentioned. Only one home game coming up in the next week or so, week and a half pretty much. So it won't be an easy road, but I think it'll tell us a whole lot about where the Hawks are. And they're still really consider making some moves before the trade deadline.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this New Year's morning. So glad you're with us. So glad this guy's with us. Terrell Thomas. And he is social. First time we do that for the year. He's always found him at Eldorado 2452 at Eldorado 2452. I look at this team and I look at what they accomplished yesterday and getting that win. Jalen Johnson doing what we've seen him do so much. Are you content right now to have Okongwu to stay in that starting role with Porzingis in the supporting role? Do you look down the road to flip that, or are you just, you know, if it's like Porzingis gave you 17 minutes, is that something you're going to be satisfied with, especially if it works the way it did yesterday?
Yes, I'll be extremely satisfied if they're able to keep Double O on that starting lineup. Of course, I want to see more minutes from Porzingis, and I know we'll see that down the line. But I've been really impressed with Double O so far this season. I feel like he's expanding his game very, very well. They did not beat the Knicks, of course, as of recently, but he had one of the best games of his young career against the Knicks, and he was going toe-to-toe with Karl-Anthony Towns. I feel like the Hawks were undersized in that matchup. So when you throw a guy like Porzingis in the lineup, I think that only helps Double O. So I certainly would keep him out there, and I think he expands the floor and stretches the floor, being as though he's added that three-point shot to his game. So, yeah, I would certainly keep him out there. If they can keep Porzingis out on the court as well, I think their games blend very well together.
Somebody else we saw yesterday, too, Luke Kennard gave it 15 points. Now, this guy comes to the team to help the perimeter scoring. That's supposed to be his goal. That's been his forte. That's what he's always done against Atlanta, you know, over the years. I mean, now he's in his uniform, and he threw in 15 yesterday. I think that was big for him if he could be consistent.
Yeah, that was very big. You know, when they signed him during the offseason, I was excited to see what he would bring. Because you say he's kind of been an Atlanta Hawks killer over his career thus far. But he hasn't been playing his game as of recently. He's a three-point assassin. But when he's had minutes with the Hawks, I see him driving to the rim. I see him, you know, taking two-point shots and things like that. So I'm happy to see him finally going back to what he does best and shooting that three ball. I think if he does that, he helps this lineup tremendously coming off that bench.
What do you want to see from Quinn Snyder moving forward to get all of these guys back? You know, we can talk about his coaching. We can talk about his rotations, which we have. But now, on the eve of things coming back as we approach the All-Star, well, about a month out from that. But how are you feeling about it? You comfortable with this coach taking this team to where it needs to be?
I still am. I think things have been unfortunate, not only for Coach Snyder, but just for the Hawks lineup overall because of injuries. We had injuries last year. We've had injuries to start off this year. So, you know, I know they're in the business of winning, so he has to get wins somehow, some way. But if the lineup can stay healthy, I want to see how this team flourishes defensively. That's kind of been his calling card. He's kind of been known over the years, especially with his time in Utah, as being a bit of a defensive guru, and we haven't seen that yet here in his time in Atlanta. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand he hasn't had the likes of a Rudy Gobert in this lineup, but maybe with Porzingis there, actually having someone who could protect the rim, other guys can fit into his philosophy defensively. So I really want to see these guys turn up defensively. And I think we kind of saw that yesterday. I guess a pretty good offensive team when you think about Anthony Edwards and those guys over in Minnesota. So there's that question. It's got to be defense. I want to see where he can lead these guys and put them in the right position defensively, because that always turns into points for our Hawks.
Listen, I realize, but even by asking that question, it's unfair. It's incredibly unfair. But we sit and dissect the players the way we do and talk about what should be, or this is what we've seen them do, how come they're not doing it now, all of that stuff. But from time to time, you know, you just want to get the thoughts of what people are thinking about how these players are being used. And I don't know if we talk about that enough, Sam. And so I just want, you know, you guys are down there. Terrell's there pretty much every game, and he sees the, you know, adjustments, and he sees the rotations and all of that stuff. And so, again, that's why I asked that. Not trying to get anybody pushed out. I'm curious of what you see, and are you frustrated by not just the players on the bench, but the guys at the end of the bench doing the coaching?
No, that was a very fair question, and there has been a bit of frustration, yes, indeed, because you want to see a guy, again, like Coach Snyder, who is so – he's very praised in the league. A lot of coaches, a lot of players really love and respect his game. So although he has had to deal with the injury bug, you still want to see him find a way to kind of get over that hump with the rotations and with the personnel which he has. Yes, it is very unfair. I do understand that, and I could agree with you there. But you want to see something, and I don't feel like we've seen it, and I don't know – you know, do we point the finger at Coach Quinn? Has it been him? Has it been the players out there not really executing and understanding the philosophy? I can't really point a finger or put a finger on that as of yet. But now with a healthy lineup, if they can stay healthy, there's kind of no excuses. We got to see what he can do and how he can lead these guys defensively.
Yeah, Terrell, you mentioned the trade deadline. If you were to inject an element, not saying knowing the name of a player, but inject an element that this team needs more of, what would you try to acquire before the end of the trade deadline?
Yeah, it would have to be a big coming off of the bench. If they can keep Porzingis healthy, if they can keep Double O in the lineup, in the starting lineup, it would have to be a big coming off the bench. I think the lack of having that 6'11", 7-foot guy when Porzingis was out, or having someone on the bench to turn to, has really helped the Hawks. They're a smaller team when you got to lean on Double O to be the center. So I would go after a big man. I don't think, it would be a starting big man. I know we've heard a lot of names throwing as we get going around right now.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't make a very impactful trade. I still would kind of see what I have with the roster thus far. But it would have to be some type of big man off of the bench. A guy over a 7-footer coming off the bench and get him about 15 to 20 minutes a night and kind of help out that front court.
Need some physicality, what you mean? Some
yes, indeed.
Some presence,
yes, indeed.
Right? Change some shots and do some things like that. Okay. All right. We'll watch for that.
All right. We got to – listen, this is our first guest this morning. We got really – burying the lead here, and the most important question to ask. You got your black-eyed peas for today?
it's funny. I actually do. I made a meal yesterday. Had some black eyed peas. They seem to be. I mixed my beans this year. I did black eyed peas. I did butter beans and pinto beans. I mixed them all up.
Okay.
With some turkey. The special roux I learned how to make over the years, and it was extremely tasty over some rice last night. So I'm gonna have to dibble and dabble with that and some macaroni and cheese as well. So
all them beans you mixed together.
Things a little
I'm not watching the game at your house today.
see.
You do that. Mask on.
Yikes.
Oh, but I'm sure they taste wonderful.
Delicious.
Outstanding. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Blazing Saddles.
That's the bottom line, man. All right,
man. Listen, how the kids doing?
Everybody's well. Last night was pretty good with some sparkling apple cider and just kicking back and watching the ball drop and fireworks across the world. A little laughter and time for bed. So everybody's well. Excited for a new year, and I'm excited to talk to you guys this morning. I appreciate kicking off the new year like this.
I actually do have a quick question for you, and this is important. What, for those of you who don't know, Terrell had a little boy not long ago. Name is Kobe. And my question is this. What has been the thing that he's done that's made you smile, that's gone, oh, look, he just did? Okay. I'm not talking about something in a diaper. I'm just saying something that he did that, you and his mother just sort of just grinned at and thoroughly enjoyed, that stayed with you. Anything?
Right now it's starting to be the eye contact, that he actually notices his mother and I. And when he sees us, it seems like he lights up and smiles and giggles and the cuckooing. That's probably the coolest thing yet. When his vision is getting better now. He's almost 4 months, so he can identify us for sure. When he does identify us, seeing him light up is pretty cool. So I would have to say that.
Look at that, man. See, man. We can mess with him all day long. At the end of the day, he goes, I got Kobe.
How about that?
He just goes home and holds that baby. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy New Year. And you know that we'll be talking to you soon.
Oh, Happy New Year, 92.9 The Game family. I appreciate everything y'all do. Let's have a great 2026.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Here he is, Terrell Thomas. So we got Sayla, who will be on some network soon as reporting. Then we got Mello.
Mello.
We got to watch out for that dude. He's the middle child. You got to watch out for the middle child.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then you got Kobe.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.